Hello, everybody, Facebook Live. Here we are. It's time for the Friday Super Chat. I hope that you're watching me and are ready for me here at Summit Church or on Facebook Live. It's going to be a great day. So join me right here in a few minutes. I'm waiting for a watcher or two to come up on Facebook Live, and I'll do the stinger, and we'll get started. It's been a beautiful day here in Colorado. Planted a bunch of seeds and watered a bunch of grass, and I changed and showered. I'm feeling good. Hello, Pam. Good to see you, my good buddy. I can see you there on Facebook Live. We're about to launch into the Friday edition. Pam, I don't know if you can hang with me or if you've got a good enough internet connection, but you and I could do a little live chat if you want to do that. If you've got a camera on your phone or on your laptop, if you have the ability for us, maybe we could sing a duet. That would be awesome. So think about it. During the interview portion of this episode, we'll do a little interview. And if you want to be online, give me the thumbs up or give me a little text and say, yeah, I want to be live. And you and I can do that here online. But it is time to launch into episode 15 of the Wayne Fees Daily Podcast, the Friday edition, the Friday Super Chat edition. Today we are talking President Trump meets Queen Elizabeth, a Hillsong United tune, inspiration, motivation from the one-year Bible, and there is more from the Hillsong Conference, all coming up on this episode of the Wayne Fees Daily. Check it out. Exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just wed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive. Only God can take something old and turn it into something new. You need the pep talk from Pastor Wayne. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes up in front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride. All right, everybody, welcome to the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. I am your host, Pastor Wayne Hansen, Dr. Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock. This is episode 15 of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast, right here on Podomatic, on iTunes, and on YouTube. Subscribe, share, connect with us online. And those of you on Facebook Live want to say hello. I am Dr. Wayne Hansen, your friend, and you can tweet me at Pastor Wayne H. Find me on Twitter. And we've got some great things planned. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Papaw's Texas Barbecue, right here in Castle Rock. We love Papaw's. They do the 12-hour smoke. They do amazing work. My buddy Monty Williams and his wife Leslie will treat you right. And we'll talk a little bit more about them and give you the full promo here in a minute. Today's episode is also brought to you by the One-Year Bible app. It is the best app that you can find for the Bible on your phone. Find it in multiple translations, multiple languages, multiple Bible reading plans. Check out this Bible app promo. Download it for free in the App Store and in Google Play. And I think that you will find that reading the Bible every single day will change your life. Check it out.
With my whole heart have I sought thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Blessed art thou, O Lord. I will not forget thy word. Now, the Bible is an app. Download it for free at bible.com/app.
Okay, everybody, the Bible app is a life-changing app. If you have not found a way to get the Bible into your everyday life, let me just tell you, reading the Bible is a life-changer. Because you don't read the Bible actually reads you. When you read the Bible, it says about itself that it's like a surgeon's scalpel. It cuts between joints and marrow, between the very thoughts and the attitudes of your heart, It shows you for who you really are. So when you read the Bible, you see the perfect reflection of who God is, and then it helps us become the people that God wants us to be. So that's awesome. Download the free version of the Bible app in Google Play or the iTunes App Store today. It's time for Today in the News, everybody. All right, so what's happening today in the news is Donald Trump, of course, is in England. He's gone across the pond. He's doing some crazy things over there with what's her name? Theresa May, who is the Prime Minister of England. He met with NATO earlier this week. He demanded a higher payment from each of the countries, and they're coming up. And then he had a meeting with the Queen. I have a quick shot of Donald Trump meeting with Queen Elizabeth II here in England. It's pretty interesting. Check this out. Interesting as you watch Donald Trump meet with Queen Elizabeth II, and I am excited about our next segment. We talk about inspiration and motivation here from the 1 Year Bible. Check it out. All right, today's inspiration and motivation comes from the 1 Year Bible. Today's 1 Year Bible for, believe it or not, it's Friday the 13th, everybody. Friday the 13th comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. And here's what it says. It says, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything that God has made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power, and his divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." There's a lot of people who say, well, what about the people in Africa? What about the people in countries where they don't know about God? What about people who have never read the Bible? No, no, no. Everything that you need to know about God, actually, even if you've never read a book, if you've never read the Bible, everything that you need to know about God's invisible qualities can be seen in the nature that he has created, that he's loving, he's gracious, he's kind, he's perfect in all of his ways. And each of us are going to be judged according to what we've done with the lives that he's given to us. So we're without an excuse for not knowing God. And one day we'll stand in the presence of God, and he'll be the judge over us, of course. And knowing Jesus Christ is the most important thing. I've seen several friends here, Mary and Tom. I'm glad you're here online. In a few minutes, I'm going to do what I call the Friday Super Chat. And if you want to be interviewed, if you want to talk to me online, I'll add you here on Facebook, and then we'll edit it into the podcast a little bit later. Give me the thumbs up if you'd like to be interviewed. I'll press the add button, and we'll have a quick interview. I have a song that I'm going to sing here in a minute. And then those of you who've given me the thumbs up, we're going to do a super chat with those of you who want to be interviewed on the Friday Super Chat. So here we go. It's time for today's music, the song of the day. All right, today's song of the day is an old one. It's a Hillsong United tune, and I love Marty Sampson. I love Joel Houston. I love Hillsong United. In fact, this is the week the Hillsong Conference is happening in Sydney, Australia. They have another Hillsong Conference here in New York and LA later this year. But this is one of my favorite tunes from Hillsong United back in the day called All I Need Is You. And so if you know it, you can sing along. And I love this tune. It's one that I can get lost in worship in. And I hope you enjoy it as well. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. I'm going to make sure I'm tuned up here too while I'm at it.
Is you, Lord, all I need is you. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. Yeah. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you. Lord, it's you, Lord. All I need is you. Yeah. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. You're all I need, Lord.
Thanks for being here for the song of the day. I see many people that I've known down through the years watching, logging on here and there. Zach Fitzsimmons, Josh Pierce, all you guys. Known you in ministry for a long time. Glad you joined me here. The song of the day, man, it's one of my favorite things of all time. And we're gonna do a super chat. So if you wanna do online, give me a little thumbs up. I'll do a little interview. We'll put in post. I'm gonna put it online, and we'll split screen everybody. And many of you, you know, I can talk to you right now. There's Zach Fitzsimmons. There's Tom Popkin. There's a few other people that are on here live. I'm happy to do it, but I don't want to do it without your permission. So I need a thumbs up so I know for sure that I have your permission to bring you online so we can have a little interview. But let's move in to the final portion before we do our super chat. Today's podcast is brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock, meeting at Castleview High School, 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at Castleview High School, right here in Castle Rock, Colorado. We're in the middle of a series right now called Jesus in the Old Testament. Check out this promo that describes this series. Check it out.
What is the Bible really about? Is it basically about me and what I must do? Or is it basically about Jesus and what he has done? After the resurrection, Jesus taught on this exact subject. He opened the minds of his disciples to this deeper reality when he said to them, "The Psalms and the prophets and the law all point to me. It was written that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise the third day, and I even told you myself I had the power to take it back again." If we don't read the Bible and every passage is pointing to Jesus, we're in danger of understanding it like the Pharisees. Let's discover Jesus in the Old Testament.
All right, everybody. Jesus in the Old Testament. It's a powerful series. I've been excited to preach it week after week, day in and day out, or week in and week out. I'm doing a series, I'm doing a sermon this coming Sunday called Jesus, the better Isaac. And Jesus is really God's sacrificial lamb. He's the son who died on behalf of the sins of the world. Just like Abraham sacrificed Isaac, Jesus came as God's only son and died on our behalf for sin. So if you're interested in being a part of the interview, we're running out of time. Give me a thumbs up. Otherwise, I'm going to shut down the podcast in just a few minutes. But I would love to chat with some of you who have a camera on your iPhone, or if you have a camera on your laptop, if you have a cause that you'd like to promote, you have a business you want to promote, or you have a product you want to promote, give me the thumbs up and I will interview you. Otherwise, I'm going to shut it down. So as I finish out here, I've got the final promo of the day, and we're going to go to Let's Talk, and we'll finish out. So today's podcast is brought to you by not only Summit Church of Castle Rock, but Papaw's Texas Barbecue in Castle Rock. And I just spilled my monster diet monster on my computer, but hopefully it's going to be okay. And let me go out of my sleeve. Anyway, Papaw's Texas Barbecue is right here in Castle Rock. It's a great business that we have used before in the past for men's conference and for several other special events. If you have a graduation, you have an anniversary, you have a special birthday party, you have some kind of special event and you want a slow-cooked, slow-smoked brisket, chicken, sausage, any kind of slow-smoked barbecue event, call or get a hold of Papaw's Texas Barbecue right here in Castle Rock. Look for Monty or Leslie Williams, and they will treat you right. They are looking actually at space here in Castle Rock to start their own restaurant. I saw them recently downtown next to Maddie's Beer Garden. I think they're looking at space downtown Castle Rock. So soon coming to downtown Castle Rock is real authentic Texas barbecue. That'd be super cool. All right, it's time to move on to our final segment. All right, so far I'm looking at my Facebook Live. Has anyone given me the thumbs up? You are all shy. No one wants to do a super chat today. That is okay. You don't have to super chat. I don't have to super chat. I chat enough as it is. I preach enough as it is. But just know later in the week, Thursday and Friday, I try to do a super chat here on the podcast where if you're online, you have a cause you want to talk about, I'll add you and we can talk more about it. And, you know, this is the week when Hillsong in Australia is launching its next conference. And maybe you can read this. I'll put it here on the main camera. There is more. This is the new series or the new theme for the Hillsong Conference this year in Sydney, Australia. It's also happening in New York and LA. There is more from Brian Houston. And I love Brian Houston because he always says at the end of his talks and the end of his books and at the end of his sermons, he always says, "The best is yet to come." And so before we leave, I want you to see this little trailer from Brian Houston promoting this message of there is more. Whatever you're experiencing right now in God, God has more for you. There's more for you to experience. He's not done with you yet. The best is yet to come. Check this out.
I actually think when you really read scriptures, just the way God is toward people, you know, you kind of rest in the sense that God has a calling for my life. God creates us with a desire, we knowing that there's something more for us, that we're here for a reason. And then we live in a world and an environment that just tries to knock all of that out of us. No one's ever pretending that life doesn't have difficulties or challenges, but I think when we understand the heart of God, that He's looking at people through grace. If people could just catch that, they would live life differently. I grew up like a lot of kids, just full of my own vulnerability and insecurity. I've noticed pastoring Hillsong Church over all of the years, if I put an audacious vision out there, even though it's scary, somehow it's like I look back and say, wow, God, you really have done that. When I preach, when I talk, when I write, I just want people to see God the way He really is, that He wants His best to be outworked in their lives. That He has purpose for us, He has destiny for us, He has hope for us. It gives us encouraged to believe God for more. I want you to get a sense of faith and belief. Belief about His call for your life and His absolute commitment to seeing that come to pass. God does so much to set us up to win. All we have to do is lift our eyes, lift our spirit, and live according to the promise of God, because God has so much more for you.
All right, Brian Houston, there is more. It's not just a book, but it's a theme of this year's Hillsong Conference in Sydney and in LA and in New York. We are a Hillsong Leadership Network church here in Summit Church of Castle Rock in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you need anything from us, make sure and contact me here at the church. It's my contact is Pastor Wayne H at mac.com, or you can call the church number at 303-524-4000. That's Pastor Wayne H at mac.com, or call the church at 303-524-4000. Get to the Lord's house this weekend. Find a local church that you can be a part of. Find a local church. Pour your life into it, and your life will never be the same. I promise you that. And so I thank you for joining me here this week, all week long, at the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. We get, get into a local church and look for the podcast this Sunday, the Wayne Feeds Weekly Sermon. It's coming up in just a couple days, and I'm excited to preach it. It's going to be a great time. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday morning. Take care.